Hello, I'm David Wallner, who has been calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I've been gone from this mic for around 6 months. My voice is a little weak, so I will only have a few words on this program. As my voice gets stronger, I will do full messages. I went through some rough times the last 6 months, of which I will share over time. As many of you know, I was down with COVID. As we all know, we are all going through some rough times with what the government is doing. But that will change as people's eyes will be open. The Lord will be moving on people, because it says, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. We will yet see a big revival. Many will come to Christ because before he comes for his bride. So take heart, be of good courage. Things will change. I now want to answer a few questions that people have been writing and asking at Reaching Out Ministries. One is this: is a person going to soul sleep when he dies? No, the Bible teaches us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verse 6, therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. For we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. So there's your answer. The minute you die, your spirit goes straight to heaven where he is with the Lord. The second question is this: does one need to be baptized to be saved? No, that is not true, even though many will preach that. The Bible teaches us very clearly that the thief on the cross died before he got baptized. He looked over onto Jesus and said, think of me when you get into your kingdom. And the Lord looked over onto him and said, today you will be with me in paradise. So there was no soul sleep. There was no getting baptized. He was in heaven with God that same day. Hallelujah. These are the answers. We need to understand that we are a spirit being. Once we're absent from this body, which hampers us, we then are going to be set free. And that spirit never needs to sleep. It's going to live for eternity without spot or wrinkle once you're born again. But for those who are not born again, they will have to spend their eternity in the eternal lake of fire. What a difference for us who know Jesus, who will spend their eternity rejoicing with the Lord, and those that reject him. So let the Lord open your eyes to this, and you listen to the rest of this program, and hopefully many will turn to Christ throughout the next few years. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you. Amen.
When one teaches on the subject of salvation, many people who are Christians who come from religious backgrounds understand the deception of religion. For over the last 2,000 years, many religious denominations have sprung up. Before the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, before the church came into existence, the Lord had a people which are called the Jews. They are the children of Israel. When we study the Old Testament, before Abraham was called, people were all the same. There was no difference. Until God called Abraham, and set him apart and sanctified him. What do I mean by sanctifying Abraham? He set aside Abraham for a purpose. And that purpose was to raise up a people that will bring forth the Messiah, who will save the world from their sin. Yes, throughout the Old Testament, the Jewish people were separated from the rest of the world. Thus, the term Jew and Gentile came into existence. The Jewish people were the vehicle that God was going to use to bring forth Jesus, and Satan did his best to destroy them. Many of the Jewish people, just because they were born Jews, had to go through some incredible persecution. And that happens today in many countries. Just because somebody is a Jew, he has to suffer persecution, regardless what his status is. During World War II, you could have been the best lawyer, the best banker, the best whatever in the countries of Germany. They were all classed the same. They were unfit to live in the eyes of the German people and Hitler. Yes, that is the penalty. When one is chosen of God, you have to suffer persecution. And when the Jewish people rejected the Messiah 2,000 years ago, they were not only persecuted by Satan, but God took his hand off protection from of them that they were scattered throughout the whole world and have suffered much for the last 2,000 years. But the day is coming and is now very close when God again will put his arms around them and open their eyes to the truth that they have been rejecting for the last 2,000 years. Yes, the Jewish people and the Gentiles were separated until the day of the cross. Then they were brought back together like they were before the times of Abraham. Yes, the peoples of this planet are all the same. There is no difference. The only difference is God made a difference when he chose the Jew. Now he makes a difference when somebody turns to the Lord. Now the Jew and the Gentile are brought back together, for the Bible teaches we are all baptized into one body by one Spirit. And today I will teach on how the Lord brought us back together. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your grace. I thank you for the Word of God. I ask you, Lord, that you will open our hearts to your Word today so that we can understand. Father, I thank you for your grace. I ask you, Lord, that you will bless us, anoint this message in Jesus' name. Amen. When one studies the book of Ephesians, it very clearly brings out a person's status in Christ Jesus. You are sealed unto the day of redemption. You are a purchased possession. You are seated in heavenly places, and you are seated together with the Jew. It tells us in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, he has raised us up together and has made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Who is he talking about together? He's talking about the Jew and the Gentile. The Lord Jesus Christ has bonded us together again. He has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He is the one that made it possible, and he is the one that brought it forth, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. That is very clearly written here. It tells us, by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Many people today try to earn salvation through works. They try to perform some religious exercises. Some people go through the Bible, they study it without becoming Christians. They go through the Bible looking for loopholes. That reminds me of a joke I once heard. There was this lawyer who was an atheist all his life. He proclaimed that there is no God. And one day on his deathbed, his friend visited him in the hospital and he was reading the Bible. And his friend said to him, I thought you were an atheist. Why are you reading the Bible? And the lawyer his lawyer friend told him, well, I'm looking for loopholes. If he keeps on reading the Bible, he'll definitely find the loophole on how to get into the kingdom of God. This is what God wants you to do. He wants you to look for the salvation that he offers you. He says, by grace we are saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. Yes, the Bible teaches us over and over again, there is nothing we can do to earn salvation. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, it tells us that at the times you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. This scripture here teaches us how lost the Gentiles were. Before the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, anybody who was not circumcised was without hope, because he was separated from the commonwealth of Israel. Yes, he wasn't part of God's people. This is how it is today. A person who is not circumcised in his heart has nothing to do with God and will be eternally separated from God. It says in verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, you who are sometimes were far off are made near by the blood of Christ. That's the scripture here teaching us that we in Christ Jesus who were far off are made near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. Again, it tells us, he, Christ, is our peace. Not our religion, not our works. He is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. God has broken the wall between us and the Jewish people through the precious blood of his Son Jesus Christ. Now we have become one. Now we have been accepted into the commonwealth of Israel. We have been accepted into the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. What does he mean by that? He simply tells us that through his flesh he brought down the power of the law that was against us. The law condemned us to death. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ broke that power of the law. Now it cannot condemn us, for the Bible teaches us there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. The law before the cross condemned everyone to the lake of fire, because you had to keep it perfectly. You had to abide by the law. But then the Lord Jesus Christ came and kept the law for us. And then he fulfilled the law. And then he was crucified and took your sin and my sin upon himself. Thus he brought us into the commonwealth of Israel, where we are now set apart from the world and sanctified unto God. We are now God's chosen people. This is how it spells it out here. The Lord has made us, both Jew and Gentile, one. And we need to understand that. For through him we have both access by one Spirit unto the Father. Here we can shout, praise the Lord, just like Abraham, just like Moses, talked with God and communicated with him. We now have that same access by the Holy Spirit to come unto the Father. This is the best news that creation has ever heard, and we need to take it at face value and accept it. Yes, God is willing that none shall perish. He has used the Jewish people as a vehicle to bring forth the Messiah. And when the Messiah came, we then were made one, both Jew and Gentile. Now God has given us access to himself through the Holy Spirit. Once we turn to the Lord Jesus for salvation, once we accept him as our Savior, then he implants the Holy Spirit into us, and we're brought into the family of God, for we are all baptized into one body by one Spirit. This is what the Bible teaches. Now God sees no condemnation in us because Christ took our punishment upon himself. He paid the penalty. He took the blame for us. He took all of God's anger and consumed it upon himself. Now we have been set free and we have been placed into the heavenlies because of what he did on the cross for us. No wonder the Apostle Paul said, I have nothing to boast about. One thing I can boast about is what Jesus did for me. And I have to proclaim right here, that's all we can boast about is what Jesus did for us. Hallelujah. He sanctified us. He set us apart. He has made us part of the heavenly family. Yes, Jesus, through his precious blood, made us accepted by God. And throughout eternity, we will rejoice. For it tells us in the ages to come, he will show us the exceeding riches of his grace, which he has brought towards us through Christ Jesus. Where does that leave you today? Do you know Jesus? Are you still religiously trying to keep your religious laws? It's not going to be sufficient in the end. You will be found wanting, regardless how godly you try to live, regardless how religiously you operate. You will come and you will say, Lord, Lord, did I not wear these clothes? Lord, Lord, did I not live for you all my life? And the Lord will say, depart from me, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. Yes, this is exactly what God will say to many religious people. Depart from me, I never knew you. Yes, you say you know me, but I don't know you, because you never humbled yourself in my sight. You came with your own ideas of how to get into the kingdom of God. You never took mine ideas. Yes, that's what the Lord will say. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Using your own ways to enter into the kingdom of God is a work of iniquity. And it is an abomination and a stench in the nostrils of God. Yes, those who try to get into the kingdom without the blood of Jesus will be rejected. And the Bible teaches us, for those who are rejected, there is an eternal lake of fire waiting for them. So I'm pleading with you today, don't put it off until tomorrow. Regardless how smart you are, regardless how godly you think you are, humble yourself in the sight of God. Turn to him for salvation, and he will receive you and give you the crown of righteousness. Yes, the Lord will open your heart to this truth and make you a blessing. Amen.
I've always heard there is a land beyond the mortal dreams of man, where every tear will be left behind, but it must be another time. Ooh. There'll be so tired of earthly things, which promise peace but furnish pain. Life's sweetest joys combined could never match those in another time. Ooh. And though I gave my life to Christ and felt His Spirit glory in another place. Ooh. Ooh. So I'm waiting for another time and another place, where all my hopes and dreams will be captured with one look at Jesus' face. Sometimes I can hardly wait for that sweet, sweet someday, when I'll be swept away to another time and another place.
When one studies the Old Testament in Genesis chapter 11, the peoples of the earth came together to build the Tower of Babel, and they were all one language. And the Lord God brought the languages upon the people. Thus they were scattered all over the world. The people separated themselves from one another according to their languages. And then in Genesis chapter 12, the Lord seeks out Abraham from all the kindreds, tongues, peoples, and nations. And he tells him, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. That is a promise to Abraham. In thee shall all the nations be blessed, means the Lord Jesus Christ will come from your seed. This is what happened. And when we study the Jewish nation, the Lord God brought them through some incredible times. He kept them from being annihilated. He kept them from being scattered amongst the nations. Time and time again, they fell away from God, and he brought them back again until the time when Jesus was born. And then after the crucifixion of Jesus, 70 years later, they were scattered in all the lands of the earth. Yes, that's what the Bible teaches. But the Lord God had made a promise to Abraham that his bloodline will be in the land of Israel in the last days. Yes, the Jewish people have been brought back to the land of Israel in 1948 after being scattered for 2,000 years amongst the nations of the world. It is very clearly seen today. We see it coming to, we saw it come to pass, and we see the Jewish nation becoming stronger and stronger as God protects them from annihilation. Anybody who is familiar with the history of the Jews since 1948 will remember that they survived three wars. The last one in 1973, they were almost overrun and almost exterminated, but God in his sovereign justice kept them, and now they are flourishing. Yes, the bloodline of the Jew has cost them a lot of suffering. Anybody who is a Jew by birth suffers in many nations, regardless what their status is. They can be millionaires, they can be doctors, they can be lawyers, they can be farmers, they can be musicians. When persecution starts in any country, nobody is immune from the persecution. If you're a Jew, you have to suffer the consequences. Regardless how good you are or how bad you are, it doesn't matter to the people, because Satan hates the vehicle. Satan hates the people that brought forth the Messiah. This is the reason for the persecution of the Jews. Yes, the Jew and the Gentile were brought back together at the cross of Jesus Christ. We all become one now through the power of the Holy Spirit, which brought us into one body. But as a nation, as a bloodline, the Jew has favorite status from God. They will receive the land that was promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the Bible teaches us that that land will belong to them throughout their habitation here on this planet. Yes, that's the promise to the Jew. So I want to warn anybody who is against the Jewish people today. They are going to stand till the end. Yes, they will go through some horrifying persecution yet. Yes, they will be deceived by the Antichrist, but God will keep on fighting for them, and in the end he will come back and take them unto himself, for they are still his chosen people, which he used as a vehicle to bring forth the Messiah. This is the promise to the Jew. If the peoples of this planet try to come against that, they will be destroyed. And we, the Christian, who have been brought together with them through the precious blood of Jesus, we need to rejoice and pray for them. Yes, the scales will be removed from their eyes one day, and their eyes will be opened to their Messiah. And then the unit will be completed, and the Lord will then rule on this planet. That's the promise of the Word of God. Yes, the Lord will open your heart to this truth and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.